Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into No Red Lights by Alan Patricoff. So Sophie, when you first saw that title, what did it make you think?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it felt like driving through a city without ever hitting a stoplight. But Alan Patricoff is a titan of venture capital, and this book is his whole philosophy of life, where every challenge becomes a green light.
Right? It's not naive optimism, though. It's more like a disciplined bias toward action. He says most people hit the brakes when they see risk or obstacles, but he always looks for the path forward, even if it's barely visible.
Exactly. And he says that motion creates clarity. You can't fix a problem while you're standing still staring at it. The best way to predict the future is to build it.
So, he started out as a journalist, right? How did that shape him?
Yeah, journalism taught him how to ask the right questions and listen to the story underneath the surface. That became the bedrock of his investing. He never trusted spreadsheets alone. He'll say a great idea is worthless without a great founder.
So it's all about the people. He invests in founders, not just numbers. There's that story about Apple, how he saw a revolution when everyone else saw a hobby.
Right. Established financiers saw chaos and risk. He saw a green light where they saw a brick wall. It took real courage to hold that conviction when everyone thought he was crazy.
That's the part that got me. He says the biggest opportunities are usually the most uncomfortable ones. The red lights are the opinions of the majority, the safety of the known path.
And he's totally against the unicorn hype. He says the road to a great company is messy and winding. It's full of potholes and detours, not a straight line.
So it's about resilience. He shares stories of companies that nearly went under and the founders who just kept driving anyway.
The green light there is a commitment to keep going even when the road seems to end. It's a stubborn refusal to give up.
And adaptability is huge. He's evolved from journalism to venture capital through every tech shift. He doesn't cling to one formula.
He calls it being liquid. You keep your sense of direction, but you're open to changing the vehicle. The sunk cost fallacy is a red light, and so is ego.
So what about networking? He's famous for that, but he doesn't see it as transactional.
No, he sees it as a community to nurture. He emphasizes generosity. You help people without expecting anything immediate back.
And then a random introduction from years ago comes back as a life-changing partnership. That's so counterintuitive in this world of self-promotion.
He also talks about age and reinvention. He's still relevant in his 80s because he never stops learning. He actively seeks out young people to learn from them, not just to mentor them.
That's actually inspiring. He sees age as an asset, a repository of pattern recognition combined with fresh energy.
The red light is thinking your best days are behind you. The green light is staying a perpetual student.
And failure? He handles it with such grace. He says to process it, extract the lesson, then close the ledger.
Yes, emotional bookkeeping. You don't carry the weight of past mistakes into your next decision. That would just create more red lights.
He also worries about the loss of face-to-face connection in modern work. Trust is built over meals and walks, not just emails.
He says the most important business conversations still happen in person. Efficiency is not a substitute for human connection.
So the book is really about life, not just venture capital. It's about how to live with purpose and impact.
Exactly. Where are we seeing red lights that don't actually exist? Where are we letting fear hold us back?
It gives you permission to be bold, to be wrong, and to keep moving. That's the one thing I'm taking away.
And if you want to explore more, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. But the real takeaway from No Red Lights is that the light is just a perspective. You have the power to choose the green one and build your own road. We'll see you in the next one.